USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. I've been fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The nation's highest court has agreed to hear a pair of high-profile cases. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The cases involve gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The Supreme Court announcing it will decide whether existing civil rights laws ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Federal law does forbid workplace discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, but it does not explicitly apply to LGBT individuals. The pair of cases from New York and Georgia are expected to be argued in the fall.
Presidential hopeful Democratic Senator Cory Booker is spending his Earth Day in Los Angeles, where he's speaking about the importance of tackling the issue of climate change.
My focus is to show that there is a different way we can go, that we can fight these issues, that we can make a nation where, as part of your birthright, you have clean air, clean water, clean soil, and an environment that is nurturing to your well-being and to children's success.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One-time GOP presidential candidate and Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee has clashed with a tweet by CNN's April Ryan after she criticized his daughter, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, on the heels of the Mueller report's release. The controversy started after Ryan called for Sanders' firing in light of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's claim that Huckabee Sanders misled the media during press briefings. Now, Ryan said there's a lack of credibility and you have to start lopping off heads. To which Mike Huckabee reminded folks.
Well, especially in light of the fact that Sarah Palin got pilloried because she talked about targeting races.
Yeah.
Now, targeting races in politics means that you pick out races that you want to win. But she was said to be trying to incite violence. Then April Ryan, who's supposed to be an objective journalist, this is not objective journalism. How does a person sit there in that space at the White House press room claiming to be a reporter and a journalist, and have such over-the-top opinions about the White House press secretary, who does, yes, happens to be my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, Pop's a little sensitive about it, but I just think that it was outrageous, and CNN, of course, never called her out. Neither did the White House Correspondents mm-hmm. Association. That's not the kind of comments that should be celebrated among journalists. It's ridiculous.
Huckabee, the Fox News contributor, was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.